Long distance stabbing. Green kukicha, roasted kukicha, and golden yunnan. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, a Discord server revolving around the fanfiction of a particular AO3 author helped me greatly in the immediate aftermath of what happened with the human formerly known as Mr. T. Unfortunately, for me at least, that server went the way of many places on the internet, though it did teach me and several of the other members of the server about how important moderation and rules are. The longer I exist on the internet, the more respect I have for so many people, from the rough and rowdy days of BBSs and IRC and fan forums, and... There was a conversation that started with Manwe admonishing Legolas about shooting things. My, loosely as Legolas, retort was, "It's not shooting. It's long-distance stabbing." Completely different. This led to laughter from a handful of server members and the declaration by the author that they needed me to name a tea that. And if a tea couldn't be named that, something needed to be named that. This led to a brief discussion about what kind of tea long-distance stabbing would be. The comment that stuck the most and blended in with what I'd already been thinking was that it should be a green tea, and additionally led to the lovely human who brought me back to knitting and introduced me to M-cowls and beads and lace, creating a companion cowl pattern, also dubbed long-distance stabbing. When I settled to properly consider the tea, I decided that I wanted the bright greens and yellows of new leaves via green kukicha, the twigs and sticks of forest floors and winter nights via roasted kukicha, and a bit of the golden tinge that hits the branches when the sun comes in just right via golden yunnan. It's been a lovely foundational to have on hand, though I feel a bit sad for it given how long it has waited for its actual release, and even worse for the teas that I have created using it in the interim than have been waiting on its release to be released. While the tea itself was inspired by Tolkien's work, and works that have been inspired by his work, the tea series will be open to archers from a variety of realms, likely up to and including DC, Marvel, and other more usually modern paradigms. The tea is also on the long list of reasons I am glad of the internet, and the people it has allowed me to meet, and the friends it has allowed me to make, and the inspirations gifted by them.